Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Others on Capitol Hill, though, calling for hearings, insisting the White House must legally provide more evidence there are actually drugs on board these boats.
I was a CIA officer and helped with targeting. I have no problem going after these cartels, but we've never had an instance where there's a secret list of what I understand to be dozens of now terrorist organizations that the American public and certainly the oversight committees don't get to know.
Yeah, that's Senator Alyssa Slotkin, a Democrat from Michigan, raising concerns about the oversight being used from the Intelligence Committee over these strikes against so-called alleged Venezuelan drug boats. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't, but this is exactly why you have an oversight committee, so that you don't do this stuff all on your own initiative without coming to Congress and explaining it and justifying it and giving the evidence in a classified setting, if need be, that would justify the behavior. There's a lot of Democrats who are asking for that, in part because they hate Trump and in part because they're right. There are some Republicans, I would include myself in that list, who are asking because we think it's right to answer these questions. And so we'll see. You know, we'll see if we find out anything more about this or not. It's an important subject. Meanwhile, locally, you know, we've had all this brouhaha over the Sanger Theater. And there's a guy named Carson Wilbur who WEAR arranged an interview with him. He started a GoFundMe. And the idea of the GoFundMe is, look, if ASM Global gets paid $150,000 for their annual contract, and then you divide that by the number of shows that they do a year, then the public cost of each individual show is, you know, like $1,400. We're basically paying them to arrange each show at $1,400. And so what would happen if that part of the argument against this were taken away? What if we did a GoFundMe for $1,400 and raise the money to pay off the Sanger to compensate them, then the public's not spending any money on this particular show?
And from what I heard from a lot of the arguments at City Hall, a lot of the debate kind of centrally rests on one argument, which is that taxpayer dollars paid for this show. And the nuance of that is, of course, more complicated.
It is. But, you know, when I first heard about this, and Channel 3 doing good reporting to talk with him and interview him, and some of the audio I'm playing here comes from the unaired interview that he did with Brent Michaels, and it was good. I was not clear initially whether he was in favor of the show or against the show. Just my own density about this thing. But he was in favor of the show. I thought maybe he was just some guy trying to placate both sides exactly. But if you hear the initial comments that he says to Brent,
I wasn't able to make it to the City Hall forums myself, but I have quite a few friends who are there. Leaders in our community, drag queens, people in the gay community, who made a lot of really powerful statements. And I want to find a way to contribute.
So you know which side he's on. And so I thought that was an important context to be sure to add to this. But he says, look, let's do this GoFundMe. And I guess the GoFundMe is now up like well above 1,400, like to 2,400 or whatever. You know, and his argument is, look, if the public funds portion is paid off, then what's left to the argument? Well, you know, having covered this extensively, I will tell you that the public funding, though it was mentioned a lot, is really not all that central to the argument. The issue is for those folks, is the opponents, is the public venue nature of it and the at-Christmas-ness of it, right, which is a religious objection. And the show itself, perhaps being obscene or vulgar or indecent, also is an element of this. So I don't think Carson Wilbur's trying to be like, you know, a jerk about this or be a troll about this or whatever. But I do think he's trying to make a point and take away that one argument. But I will say, if I had talked to Pastor Johnson about this and said, I don't think that the public funds argument is a good one because, after all, you know, LGBTQ folks have funds. They pay taxes, too. You know, pro-drag queen people pay taxes, too. And the indifferent or the tolerant, you know, we can't get in a situation where we say that because I pay taxes, I get to control the content of the decisions that the city makes. It just doesn't. I mean, people say that a lot, but it's a really silly thing to say. And I actually noticed in the conversation that they've kind of dropped that argument, which I respect. I always respect people who, even if I think they're wrong in general about something, I always respect people when they change the things they say to eliminate bad arguments in favor of the position that they're taking. That's That's a hard thing to do, and not everybody does it, so I actually appreciate that. 7:15 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still dealing with the accident that happened on Barrancas and Broadmoor Lane. It's off to the side of the road, and I'm just seeing some minor delays on Barrancas as you head toward NAS Pensacola, but just be advised of that. I-10 eastbound, right around the Highway 29 exit construction zone. We're seeing some minor delays in that area. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. I am pretty sure, in my understanding of people, that there has never been a person in the history of mankind that woke up one morning and thought, man, what I want to do today is buy a new roof. I don't think that's ever happened. I could be wrong. I could be wrong about things. Nevertheless, we often have to buy new roofs. Yeah, right? Because of insurance reasons, because the quality has deteriorated, because there's been an incident of some kind or whatever. Well, if that's you, okay, and you have to, not because you want to, because you have to, call Quality Roofing Solutions and talk to them about the options. Because Brian Ward started this company back in 2006. He just wanted to supply good roofs to people. They've done 10,000 roofs in our area since then. They've got a 4.9 rating on Google. And part of what makes them tick is they just want to treat you like a normal person. They understand this is not your area of expertise, and they understand that a lot of times you feel, I mean, it's frustrating to have to buy a new roof. It's expensive. They get that. They get that a lot of times their industry, you know, the construction and building industry, a lot of people don't have the best image of them, and so they're doing everything they can to fix that by telling you everything up front, by helping you understand the decisions that you're making, answering your phone calls, providing you with documentary evidence that the work is done through photos that you're going to have access to on the web forever that you can use if you ever have to have a claim or something like that. And just all of the stuff that they're supposed to do, they do. Quality Roofing Solutions. They've got a lifetime warranty on the roofs now. They just started doing that. Just within the last several months. QualityRoofingSolutions.com, 777-0961.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Winning at life is a scriptural concept. Run that you may obtain speaks of winning. Run in such a way that you avoid being a castaway. We should run like Paul, not Demas. Paul fought a good fight, finished his course, and kept the faith, and henceforth there's laid up for him a crown of righteousness. However, Demas forsook his friend and his faith, having loved this present world. Paul was a winner, but Demas was a castaway. So what's the key to winning at life? The Bible says it's temperance, self-control. It's not asceticism, religious self-effort, but it is spirit-enabled self-control. Temperance is a fruit of the spirit. It's allowing your position in Christ to determine your pursuits. So avoid being a castaway by biblically regulating each area of your life, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, verbally. Control yourself for God's glory. Spirit-filled self-control is the key to winning at life.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCoast Summit returns October 29th to Pensacola Beach. Presented by IT Gulf Coast and Blue Angels AFSEA chapter, get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and emerging technology experts. The conference features a free career fair, prizes, and an amazing welcome reception on Pensacola Beach. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit itenwired.com for tickets.
Let's go. You're still glowing, flirting, grooving. You still got it. But your immune system weakens as you age, making it harder to fight flu, pneumococcal pneumonia, RSV, and COVID-19. Vaccines are a key part of any health routine and help strengthen your immune response. Ask your doctor or pharmacist which vaccines you need. Schedule in minutes at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's go. It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us today at 9:30 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sonny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Elton sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Want to win tickets to Florida State home games? Download our News Radio Pensacola app, then tap that app. Tap that app to enter Monday through Friday on News Radio 92.3.
Santiago stays where he is. We're going to train the lad.
Letting the music play a little longer than we normally would today in honor of Ace Frehley, who has now passed away at the age of 74. And you know, I know, John, you hate me saying this, but I just want people to be prepared that it's going to be...
You keep on shouting, you keep on shouting.
Come on, hit it. We are entering a period of American history where we are going to see a lot of iconic rockers that we grew up on, if you're a Gen Xer, that you grew up on, are going to start, you know, not being with us anymore. So be prepared for it. But like I always say, and I know it's maybe it's too repetitive, but I just think it's worth saying every time. The reason we're sad when people pass is because they made our lives better somehow or other. They impacted us, and that's why it's meaningful. That's a thing to celebrate. Celebrate the fact that somebody made your life better, and you appreciate that. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
A judge in Chicago says she'll be ordering federal agents to wear body cameras when they're deployed to the city. On Thursday, the judge said that she was concerned agents may have violated a previous restraining order limiting their use of tear gas. So she's planning to expand that order in response. Latest U.S. strike on a suspected drug smuggling boat in the Caribbean is reportedly the first to leave survivors. Venezuela says Thursday's strike killed six, bringing the death toll to 27. A U.S. official said there were survivors in this latest incident, but no other information has been given. PayPal's blockchain partner Paxos, Andrew, apparently minted $300 trillion worth of stablecoin on Wednesday.
Oops.
They fixed the error.
Did you say 300 trillion?
Yes, 300 trillion. The error was fixed in about 20 minutes, but $300 trillion would exceed the world's total dollars in GDP. So,
yeah.
So a little bit of a big one there.
For comparison, like the total annual gross domestic product of the United States is in the $30 trillion range. So they just printed more money, theoretical money, you know, USB stick money, than the entire GDP of the U.S. for a year. So they printed a decade's worth of GDP. Sweet. Sweet. Probably not worth a lot, frankly, at this point.
David, that much may devalue the currency a little bit. Yeah,
might devalue it. And you can't even do like with the old Deutschmarks in between the war period and use them as wallpaper because they're just little ones and zeros on some memory stick, right? So, or many memory sticks, I suppose. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 723. Andrew, you do not understand how cryptocurrency works. Fine.
I like the voice, though.
I don't know why it is that people who say silly things always have to be in a weird voice, but I don't know. You know.
I know.
So goes it. Oh, you know, I was having a very interesting conversation on the text line at 437-1620 with somebody who disagrees with me a lot. And he just said he appreciated the point about how it's a mistake to complain that you don't want your money being used in that way. Now, there's kind of two sides to this, you know, because the idea is that to compel a man to furnish funds for the propagation of ideas that he considers abhorrent is tyranny. I believe that's a Jefferson quote from the founding era. And there's a truth in that, too. OK, but when we have tax dollars going for a thing, you always have to remember that the authority to make the decision on how to use the tax dollars is no longer in your hands because it's not your money anymore. They're not using your money to do it. They're using public money to do it. You say, well, it wasn't my money before. It was your money before. Now it's not. Now you can say they shouldn't use public money that way. That's a perfectly valid argument. But they're using my money that way is like somebody saying, well, you know, if you don't do what I want in this decision, then you're denying my vote. No, you get to vote for a person who's then going to make decisions, many of which you will disagree with. That's how the system works. You grant them power. You grant them a vote, or you don't vote. Either way, they're going to have the power. And they're going to do things you don't like. It's like somebody saying, well, I don't like them using my political authority to do that. Tough. You know, that's how the system works. So, you know, there's something very, very misguided about the I don't want my money being used for that argument. There's also a sense in which I get the kind of the Jefferson reference as well. So there's a little bit of both sides there. But generally speaking, the I don't want my money used that way is a very misguided argument, mostly because there are other people who clearly don't mind their money being used that way. And, you know, we don't tailor it down to the, like, bill number, you know, the serial number on, well, Andrew's tax money came with these $48, and that's the money we're going to use on this thing. And, yeah, you know, you get how silly this starts to become. John Pickens has got traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Back to rolling accident-free right now, but if you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 5 to 7 minute delay through that construction zone. Also, Highway 29 southbound, just south of 9 Mile, experience about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I made the sort of in meanness jest earlier where I said that the tagline for the anti-Calkins ads in Walton County should be, I'm going to fall for that shotgun on a Facebook trick no more. Remember how he basically got elected the first time by this stupid holding a shotgun ad on Facebook? I mean, it's amazing. Somebody texted and said a better Beverly Hills Cop reference would be, we ain't going to fall for that banana up the tailpipe of the county again. Oh, you people crack me up. I love my Gen X people. All right. Hey, if you need to get work done inside your home on plumbing or air conditioning or heating or electrical, Peden does all of that stuff. Back in 1969, Robert Peden didn't have a company. Didn't exist. And he thought, well, I can learn how to do, you know, air conditioning and I can make me and some people's houses be cooler in the panhandle of Florida. That worked. And over the years, he just grew the business, expanded the territory, expanded the content, you know, into plumbing, into heating, into electrical. And now, you know, 56 years later, they do all this stuff all over from Tallahassee through Pensacola, Gulf Breeze, Pace, all the way over into Mobile County, Foley, all of that. And they'll take care of you. High quality installation, good quality products. They stand by their work, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And when you call them, they're going to come out, and there's a charge to have them come out. That's pretty normal these days in the repair business. But if you do the repair that their pros recommend, they'll waive the dispatch fee, and you'll get a full year of SmartCare membership free. Call, find out more, or book online at Peden, PEADEN.com. 727 here on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? I was really fascinated, and I guess a bit surprised by the grocery stores who do and don't want you taking guns openly or concealed into their locations, which I thought that was kind of interesting. USA Today Network, P&J is a partner, basically published a list of who does and doesn't like guns, which surprised me. Aldi, they say, in 2019, the discount grocery chain released a statement asking customers to refrain from openly displaying firearms in stores, except for authorized law enforcement personnel. So you're allowed to conceal carry in Aldi, apparently. BJ's says that they don't have a straightforward, I'm just reading from the article, they don't have a straightforward firearms policy on the main website, but notes that it reserves the right to refuse entry to anyone at any time, which, of course, you always do. Costco, which we don't have yet, but it's coming eventually. The membership-only warehouse club does not allow open or concealed carry of firearms and prohibits all firearms in its warehouses. Interesting note for a new business coming to Pensacola. Publix, as you, this is the one that got everybody started, is because Publix came out and said that dignity and respect is a founding belief at Publix, and we follow federal, state, and local laws. As is true for many issues which arise every day, Publix leaves it to the discretion of store managers to determine if a customer is creating a threatening, erratic, or dangerous shopping experience, whether they are openly carrying a firearm or not, and engage local law enforcement to protect our customers and associates. Which is a way of saying that, look, you can open carry, just don't be a dill hole about it. You know, because if you are, we're going to make you leave the dill hole section. Sam's Club.
Leave the section?
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be more appropriate for them to be in that particular
correct.
Area of the vegetables. Yeah. But anyway, Sam's Club Sam's Club does not allow open carry of firearms and prohibits all firearms in its warehouses.
But if it's concealed, how will they know?
Well, they say not to. I mean, good luck enforcing that. Target, since July of 2014, has requested that firearms not be brought into its stores. We respectfully request that guests not bring firearms to Target, even in communities where it's permitted by law. Tom Thumb don't openly carry. Their parent company, Albertson, says that. They haven't said anything specifically. And then Winn-Dixie, as a private business, our policy remains unchanged. We do not permit open carry of firearms inside our stores. The one that surprised me the most was Walmart. Walmart does not allow open carry of firearms in any of its stores, but they do allow the concealed carry of weapons in accordance with state laws. But if you're observed openly, they can ask you to leave.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton could turn himself in today after being charged with mishandling classified documents.
Bolton maintained his innocence, and Bolton's attorney adding this quote, "These charges stem from portions of Ambassador Bolton's personal diaries over his 45-year career. Records that are unclassified. Like many public officials throughout history, Ambassador Bolton kept diaries. That is not a crime."
Fox's Chandler Painter, President Trump claims the Democrats' move to shut down the government is allowing him to do this.
What we're doing is we're cutting Democrat programs that we didn't want because, I mean, they made one mistake. They didn't realize that that gives me the right to cut programs that Republicans never wanted.
This is part of the exclusive interview coming up this weekend on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. Shutdown reaches day 17. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 7:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's Friday morning. We've got 70 degrees right now in Pensacola with clear skies. Our forecast with Brooke Richardson on the way in just a few minutes. Escambia County is moving forward with plans to replace the Myrtle Grove Fire Station and build a new station in Paradise Beach following a $15 million budget amendment approved yesterday. The outdated Myrtle Grove station was deemed unfit for modern firefighting. That led to the decision to build a new facility. A Paradise Beach station will also be built on Bower Road after a land swap with the Navy. Both projects will be funded by local option sales tax dollars. Completion is expected within 18 months. Former Santa Rosa County Commissioner James Calkins has now moved to Walton County and is running for local office there. Calkins did previously serve on the Santa Rosa Board of County Commissioners, where he finished third in a 2024 election. Calkins did face a bit of criticism during his tenure and acknowledged learning some lessons from his time in Santa Rosa County, particularly after his election loss. Calkins is the first now to pre-file to run for Walton County Commission seat. He's hoping to challenge incumbent Donna Johns. Calkins said his campaign's focus will be on God, family, and country, and he is vowing to end insider deals and restore integrity in the Walton County government. A 68-year-old man was killed in a crash in Milton Thursday, happened on 90 near Anna Simpson Road. According to FHP, the 71-year-old man driving the truck was stopped in the left turn lane when he started to cross Highway 90. That led to a collision with a motorcycle approaching in the opposite lane. The rider was taken to the hospital but died shortly after. The truck driver was not hurt. Some homeowners, hoping the state will help them prepare for hurricanes, are now coming up empty-handed. More than 122,000 homeowners have applied for up to $10,000 in My Safe Florida Home Grants and had free inspections completed since November of 2022.
40,000 of those have actually already received their reimbursement check in the mail, to a total of $384 million that has actually been expended.
And that is Stephen Fielder, who represents the program. He says one of their goals is to help homeowners strengthen their homes from hurricanes and save money on their insurance. But he says only about half of them have actually seen their premiums decrease. More than 5,500 have actually already seen increases in their insurance rates. Florida Senator Rick Scott speaking out against what he's calling despicable, violent attacks on federal law enforcement agents in Illinois. Homeland Security says Border Patrol agents were attacked a couple weeks ago in Chicago while conducting a patrol. Senator Scott introduced a resolution formally condemning that attack yesterday. He says It's disgusting to see, and says the soft on crime government in Illinois is enabling it. Scott says that President Trump made the right call to send federal help to keep Americans safe. It's 7:35. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. And experiencing about a 9 to 11 minute delay through that construction zone. And let's see here, Highway 29 southbound as you approach 9 Mile Road. I'd say about a 5 to 7 minute delay in that area. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
We will have a beautiful day today with a high near 82 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 70 degrees. For Saturday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 82. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 71. Going into Sunday, we will have showers and thunderstorms through the early morning hours, 60% chance of rain, high near 85. And by Sunday night, temperatures dropping near 63. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now we've got mostly sunny skies at 67 degrees in Pensacola. Our next news in 30 minutes, breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The U.S. budget deficit edged lower for 2025 as record-setting tariff collections helped offset what also were unprecedented numbers for payments and the spiraling national debt. The red ink would have been worse had it not been for a massive surge in custom duties and a September surplus of $198 billion that also set a record for the month. Micron said it plans to stop supplying server chips to data centers in China after the business failed to recover from a 2023 government ban on its products in critical Chinese infrastructure. Micron was the first U.S. chip maker to be targeted by Beijing. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says Ford is recalling nearly 625,000 vehicles in the U.S. due to a seatbelt and rearview camera display problem. The auto regulator said that Ford dealers will update the image processing module software at no cost to owners. Futures are mixed. Thursday, the Dow Industrials lost 301. That's Your Money Now.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At PennAir Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at PennAir.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
The Orr House Restaurant celebrates 20 years serving Pensacola great food, drinks, and good times. They've survived a fire, a rebuild, oil spills, recessions, hurricanes, blizzards, even a global pandemic. For over 20 years, they say thank you, Pensacola. Join in this Saturday from 11 till midnight for their customer appreciation extravaganza with live music, face painting, a photo booth, food and drink specials, and great door prize giveaways. This Saturday at the Orr House Restaurant on Bayou Chico, the friendly place with a big deck.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Blue Sky Landscaping.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
We're here for public forum. Public forum is an opportunity for the public to get up and speak about anything they'd like to discuss.
I can't, we don't want to have back and forth. We don't want to have just a ruckus. You don't do that in anywhere else. We're not going to do it here because we got five gentlemen up here that are trying to run the best, to be the best we can. And we can understand when you get upset. I really do understand it because I can, I'm sitting there looking at this bill being on me one day. And I'm going to be 70-something years old, and you're going to say, I got to tap into this at $15,000. I don't have it. You've got to understand we're not out here trying to fight you. We're not.
So Kerry Smith, who is the chairman of the Santa Rosa County Commission right now, presiding over a very contentious Santa Rosa County Commission meeting in which the question at hand was whether to pass an ordinance that would mirror state statute. That state statute says that if you are on a septic system and there is a sewer line available to you on your street, you must tap into it within a year. And if your septic is not working, you must tap into it within 90 days. There are some hardship exemptions to prolong that for 90 days, but that's really all there is to it. And if you don't, there's penalties theoretically, but the who is doing the enforcement is basically the local water system. It's not the state or the county or anybody else. And what had happened is they had gone for some grants, or a grant anyway, to ask for money to help people offset the cost of the very expensive $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 connection fee, because the plumbing's expensive, to connect to regular sewer off of the septic. And they had failed because they had gotten told, the county had gotten told, you can't get this grant unless you have this into your county codes. So they're trying to put this in the county codes. It wouldn't change anything other than the pro forma checkbox kind of thing. Hey, this is in our county codes. But that might make you eligible to get grants, which then when people need to convert onto sewer, you would be able to offset that with the grant money. That's what they're trying to do. What a lot of the public interpreted them as doing was forcing people onto sewer from septic, especially with perfectly functioning septic systems, and making them pay $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 or more $1,000. And they were very, very angry. You'd already had one person escorted out over Kerry Smith believed that he said shut up to him after being very contentious in his comments. He'd gotten a deputy, had escorted him out. And so that was kind of the tone. That's what he's talking about, the meeting and trying to orderly, you know, run it and not having this big back and forth. So Kerry had said, Commissioner Smith had said, I am on a septic system and it works great. If they put a sewer down my street a year later, I'm not going on this new plan. I don't have the money and I'm not interested in it. So we're not trying to enforce anything. We're just making it so we can get these grants. Well, you know, again, people were very upset because they perceived the county as trying to force them to go in this system or force them to spend money. And they're worried about their elderly parent who just bought a house and has a septic system, or they're worried about their own septic system because it works fine. And why should we have to do this thing? And, you know, the general kind of anti-government sense that shows up in Santa Rosa County a lot. David Fowler, one of the Fowler family that were protesting the Jubilee, they show up at almost all of these meetings. Sometimes they have very interesting things to say. I thought their comments at this meeting were particularly interesting.
People should have the right to decide for themselves if they want to hook up to sewer or not. Taking away people's freedom and forcing them to hook up to sewer when they don't want to is not right. If you pass this, it won't be long before sewer and water make it down to us. We not only will have to hook up to sewer, but we will also have to be hooked up to water, because Pace Water says that you must be hooked up to water if you are to be hooked up to sewer. We really do not want to be hooked up to public water. With our well, we know the water is coming out of the ground with nothing in it and no chemicals. We can taste the difference. Our well is working fine. Our septic tank is working fine.
We like our well water. We don't want your sewer system. You know, what we've got is working fantastic. I don't know what the problem is. By the way, these are the children of the Fowler family, and they're homeschooled, I believe, and they have like this little mini farm. And, you know, anyway, like very politically engaged, at least they have been over the last couple of years. And like I said, it's always interesting. It's often interesting, the things that they say.
Some of you might think this has to happen because septic tanks are polluting the waterways, and so the county should force people to hook up to sewer because we need to keep contamination out of the ground. The problem with this argument is just because some people are not keeping their septic tanks maintained properly doesn't mean that we should force everybody in the county to hook up to sewer if it is available.
Yeah, and you can kind of see the point that, and again, we're not actually talking about enforcing this, but if you were, you can see the point of, hey, my septic system works fine, what's the issue? It's the dysfunctional ones, the malfunctioning, the overflow ones. Those are the primary concern, the primary danger. I mean, it would generally be better if everybody were on, you know, the sewer system. But, you know, sewer systems have their problems, too. lift stations fail. There can be discharges. There can be leaks, breakages. I mean, there is no perfect system out there, just that generally speaking, the sewer systems are better. Ellen Fowler.
Good morning, Santa Rosa County Commissioners. My name is Ellen Fowler from Pace, and I'm here to ask you to vote for freedom and vote against mandatory sewer for your constituents. Sewer may be useful in the city where houses are in close proximity, especially where there's not enough space in the yard for a septic tank. However, in the country and rural areas, the situation is much different. The homes are spread out from each other and often far from the road, so sewer is extremely expensive and impractical. Taking my information from an engineer with a degree in environmental engineering and much knowledge and experience in wastewater treatment, septic tanks do not cause any issues if they are in working order. They function just like a mini wastewater treatment plant.
Yeah, and, you know, if you have it working, it is a miniature wastewater treatment plant. It's going to discharge treated effluent into, you know, the surrounding area, and that's fine. It's been treated. That's the whole point. And also, you know, if you're a ways off of the line, I mean, it can be very expensive, prohibitively expensive to have to, you know, get it to the transmission line or whatever. And so there are other elements. That's why if you're on a several acre property versus all being packed into three homes per acre, it's a different scenario. We'll come back to this in just a second. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Just one accident on the books right now at Gulf Beach Highway and South Jamaica Street. That just happened, and we're seeing some delays. It was caused from an earlier accident that happened on Barrancas just past the Bio Chico Bridge. Let's see here. I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29. Seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay in that area. And also 98 westbound headed toward Gulf Breeze. Through that construction zone, you're seeing about a 7 to 9 minute delay. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great selection of good quality, almost new cars. You know, 1 to 3 years young is kind of their sweet spot. 10 to maybe like 40,000 miles is what they primarily deal in. Cars that are in great condition that they are going to comfortably warranty to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they know that the car is going to be there for you. But if you have a car like that, we always talk about buying cars from them. But if you're going to buy about 150 cars every month off of their 300-car lot, that means that they've got to replace those cars with inventory from somewhere. They go to, you know, car auctions and buy things off of fleet lease programs and all that, but they also buy them from you. So if you've got a good car and you want an easy sell, go to Frontier. Okay, 15 minutes later, they'll buy your car from you if it's the kind of car that they buy. And if you want a little bit better price, you can consignment sell them through them. It might take a little bit longer, but they work with that. And, you know, no extra fee, no commission or anything like that. Just, you know, you want the higher price, and they're going to, you know, try to get that for you. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. So back to the conversation about this very much a formality proposal to put state law language in the county codes in Santa Rosa County so that they would become eligible for grant money. That's really all this was. And I really feel for, like, Kerry Smith and the other county commissioners, well, actually Colton Wright, the other one, that they were trying to solve a problem, trying to make it so that people could have access to money and not have to pay so much for their septic to sewer conversions. And yet people had perceived it as, you're forcing this on us, we're going to create a new problem, and they raised a lot of objections, some of which were actually quite good, as the ones I just shared with you, at least were worth considering. Bobby Burkett, County Commissioner.
Whether we do this or not, does this change what the Florida statute mandates, and who regulates what Florida statute mandates on septic sewer?
This doesn't, whether you do it or not, doesn't affect state statute, and you're legally unable to affect state statute if you wanted to.
Who enforces this ordinance, this statute?
The affected utility system.
Yeah, so the law is already in place at the state level. If the water system wants to enforce it, they can. The county doesn't enforce this under any circumstances. And so what Tom Danheiser, the county attorney, is saying is this doesn't change anything. And the perception that this changes a bunch of things, if they pass it, it doesn't enhance enforcement. If they don't pass it, it doesn't diminish the capacity for enforcement. It's literally just a checkbox for the grant applications is all they're doing. But, you know, people are afraid that they're going to wind up costing $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 because of this change. Colton Wright, Commissioner for Gulf Breeze, District 5.
If we want healthy oysters, healthy fish, water we can swim in without having to worry about getting Vibrio, this is part of that solution, without a doubt.
Because getting people onto sewer off of septic is going to always lead to improved water quality in general because septic systems fail, septic systems overflow, and so forth.
I apologize if anyone thinks this was an effort to do government overreach. but you can lay this squarely on my shoulders. Because I felt like when we had issues with being turned down for grants and we were actively going out and trying to help people pay for a conversion that they wanted, we were being told the answer was going to be no because we didn't go through this process. So there was that, and there was the effort to clean up our waterways. It's as simple as that. That's all I was trying to do with this board. I apologize for you, to you gentlemen and staff for putting you all through this. I hope we do the right thing, but I will take 100% of the blame.
It's the messaging is, you know, people did not, I think they did not understand, and because they had gotten kind of worked up about the proposal, it was very hard for them to see it, and with a government that many of them do not trust. And there's kind of there's a real deep distrust of government a lot of times. And so they are kind of already on agitation mode or tilt mode. And now they're being told that, you know, this is a nothing burger. There's really nothing here to fear. And they don't trust that advice, even though I think that is the truth of this situation. So you have Commissioner Smith and Commissioner Wright are both in favor of this. Commissioner Wright was the one who brought it. Rhett Rowell, District 3, which is the, you know, north end of the county.
I appreciate all the questions. The concerning part with me is we don't have all the answers for some of these questions, and they're great questions. And I don't see how we could have had all the answers for these questions ready. So I would like to see that.
And he is asking for more information and asking for answers to some of the questions that have been raised by the people. And they actually wound up changing some of the language and taking out the enforcement provisions because the worry had been that maybe this would create a double penalty on people. You know, there'd be the state fine or penalty and also the county fine or penalty. But Rowell takes a moment and says, look, the people up here that are on this board are not trying to screw you over. They're trying to help. I'll vouch for them.
Vouch for the board. Every member up here has the best intent when it comes to something as important as this, and no one up here on this board, I believe, has the intent of trying to lay an economic burden on any of our citizens.
So he, in principle, seems to like the idea, but he wants some questions answered. Bobby Burkett is also going to ask to kind of table it, but Kerry Smith is going to push ahead with the vote.
It's not going to make any difference one way or the other. I would like to propose let's just hold this off for a little bit and let us get more a better word out to the people, let them know exactly what this is to eliminate all this. And that's just me.
All right. We got a proper motion and a second. It's already been stated. We're going to go ahead and vote. All right. The motion failed.
It failed 2-3. Colton Wright and Kerry Smith voted for it. Bobby Burkett, Ray Eddington, and Rhett Rowell voted against it. Interestingly, as my understanding of parliamentary procedure, this means that only the three winners can bring this back. One of the three winners has to bring this back. You can't bring back an item again if you're on the losing side of it. So I don't know whether it's going to get brought back or not. Rhett Rowell definitely seemed to indicate that he was willing to do this with better information. I thought Bobby was saying the same thing. Table it, not just, you know, vote it down. But if you're going to force a vote, you know, there you go. Now, what's interesting about this is it's going to set up the sort of the next round of days of our Santa Rosa County. I guess the drama, because the question of the acquisition of a piece of property that was in the Williamson family, you know, Jerry Williamson's dad's, his mom, she's the widow, had it. And there had been some questions about why they were paying more than it seemed like the property was worth, even though it was actually less than the property appraised at. So, but this became a question, and it led to, honestly, one of the weirdest, most confrontational, feisty moments in a county commission meeting since James Calkins left and took all of his banana in the tailpipe drama with him. that's been a running commentary this morning. If you don't know the reference, sorry. But I don't have time to play that today. We'll have to do that on Monday. John, you'll just have to get
Andrew,
over your disappointment.
Now you're going to make me wait.
But I want you to remember for Monday that Rhett Rowell wanted to delay making a decision, because wanting to delay making a decision to get more information was what triggered Colton to give him a really, really stern scolding later on in this particular meeting. But that'll be for Monday. 7:54 on News Radio 92.3.
Thanks, Andrew. Love you.
Yeah, 7:54 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you need a home, you need to make a real estate transaction, if you're buying for the first time or selling for the first time or both, well, I guess it couldn't be both at the same time. If you're selling and also buying is what I meant to say. Or if you're moving, you're buying a rental property, you know, whatever the case may be, call Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. Excellent folks. They really do a professional job. Christina's mindset is I will do whatever it takes to get the deal done. If that means learning how to deal with difficult situations like divorces or estate sales, difficult situations, she encountered the situation and she went and got training so that she and her folks know how to handle that. That's her mindset, is I'm going to be the best you can possibly be at handling whatever situation comes across our desk. And if you sell 165 homes a year, you're going to learn to be good at it. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty. John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
That's right. If you're on I-10 eastbound between Pine Forest and Highway 29, expect about a 5 to 7 minute construction delay there. But other than that, things are looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates. Now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates. Leave the numbers to the experts.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Love electronics? Join the award-winning team at ADX Communications, home of Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN 1330, and Pensacola's Playlist. We're looking for an experienced electronics technician who can keep our stations running smooth, from the studio to the transmitter tower. Competitive pay, great benefits, and a fun, fast-paced team environment. Apply today at catcountry987.com. That's catcountry987.com. ADX is an equal opportunity employer.
You can find Subaru dealers all along the Gulf Coast from Panama City to Biloxi, but you'll only find Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. And among all those Subaru dealers, it's Anderson Subaru who's ranked highest by Google in customer satisfaction, 4.8 stars and climbing. Thank you to our loyal customers for your trust and to our incredible team for delivering the care and commitment Subaru owners deserve. You're going to love Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola.
Details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Get the midday news live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Look, man, I only need to know one thing. Where they are.
Good morning, 7:58 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Ace Frehley, the original guitarist for Kiss, has passed away at the age of 74. So we're listening to a little glam rock this morning. Oh, yeah. Give me the stink face and a black star over your eye. David Wayne is in the newsroom with a headline or two for us. David?
Well, good morning. Health experts, Andrew, have come up with a new definition for obesity, and it would mean that about 70% of people taking part in the study would be obese. Under the new definition, a person is classified as obese if they have a high BMI and an elevated reading from one of the newer measures of body fat. A person can also be considered obese if they have a normal BMI, but two elevated results from the newer measures, which include waist circumference, waist-to-height ratio, and waist-to-hip ratio.
Well, look at the good news. Now more than ever, it's easier to be fat. According according to the definition.
Just embrace it.
Local news every